I'm gonna need you to roll initiative, please.
So, not using the previous then.
I will start by saying, tomorrow night we will use the one that is from previous, but I didn't actually write down the numbers, I just wrote down the order. So I don't know where to put in these new spiders in the initiative, so we're re-rolling for tonight.
Nice. 19.
Live and learn.
13 for me.
And for those who are listening to the recording later, husband is manning Glock.
As the party waves at Rydia.
Pretty much. These rolls are not starting out very well, so no guarantees on how long we are going to last.
You're rolling for the spiders too, so that should be a good thing, right?
Yeah, but the spiders crit on there, innit?
Bring it. So, refresher of who's here. Is Brimin the only one that went with the other group?
Of the siblings, you are missing Brimin and Arian and Coda. So it is Belarod, Glock, Celeste, Landler, and Chass.
So, Glock is main tank, Landler is off tank?
Landler is technically main tank, and Glock is off tank.
Oh, okay.
Glock is one of my DPS, not one of my tanks.
So, marching order would end up Landler, Glock, Celeste, Chass, and then Belarod?
Well, if Belarod is taking up the rear, then yes. But Glock is actually the one leading into the caves. But he's familiar enough with his siblings to know how to jump back behind the shield. You know, that thing that Brimin gets irritated with his friends for not doing.
I will note.
I was wondering why the main tank isn't leading, but okay.
I will note that I have opted to bring a shield along for Glock.
This was also part of the plan for the wall. So the three brothers in the tomorrow night's fight, they will be what Glock has termed the wall.
But not quite entirely the wall, since I presume they're not carrying tower shields yet.
No, see, because as amazing as tower shields are, they have some pretty nasty drawbacks.
Well, they are designed to be an immovable wall. You get them in place and they don't go nowhere.
Yep, Landler may eventually go that route, but not for now. Okay, I will also state, going in, that I am not using the same sheets for the spiders as I used for the group last week. For two reasons. One of them being that group was bigger than this group. This one's only got five, that one had but eight or something like that. Seven, whatever. And the second one being that I know that the Friday night group tend to optimize all the characters, and as 80% of the characters running in this one are not optimized. So I would rather they not die.
Yeah, there's all of one at seven, or is there a second?
There, I believe, is only one at seven. Glock is seven and Belarod is seven.
Okay.
Yeah, you two of us.
Makes sense for the most experienced of the brothers to be up there.
That was the idea. So, the ones that all started the war at the same time are all the same level. Okay, so however you get the music to play, it's just paused right now. Do I just do pause again?
Resume? There's always help.
Got it. Okay, so after Belrod called Glock back to the little area where you guys split ways, Lillian's gone off with the other group, and Glock and siblings have turned back and started down the tunnels. I will also note now, not that it will make a huge difference, but between his shield, his tabard, and other stuff that he's carrying, Glock does have his banner, so you do technically get a bonus from his banner. That is, let me see. You get a +3 versus fear, and if you should happen to decide to make a charge, you also get a +1 to attack.
So plus.
Say again.
+3 will save for fear, and +1 to only attack on a charge?
Yes, only as part of a charge.
Yeah, I doubt that one will happen, but penciling down.
I doubt either one of them will happen, but you know, it will be mentioned because that is part of Glock's character.
If the GM allows, as soon as Glock realizes that he is about to face one of these spiders, he will... let me see... Let me make sure I understand this right. I believe he will want to offer up a quick prayer, if he can possibly do that before combat starts.
And another GM question. There were some rods galore handed out on the other side. What does this side look like?
Sunrods galore, because they're humans and they like to see.
So what? Have you studied the light level thing much?
You are pretty much in normal light.
So there are no areas of dim light?
Not unless you are going to stay back in the tunnels when they come out into caverns.
He's in the back of the group. So, I guess for now, he's staying with the group. I'll probably ask what the cavern looks like when we get there, then.
Yep, I've worked on the description already.
So, Belrod is probably about... let's say 2 squares behind the last sibling, but staying decidedly with the group. And anyone paying attention, he doesn't necessarily look uncomfortable, but he does look out of his element, out of place.
As far as I know, this is the first time he's come down to hunt spiders before.
I'd say he's been down maybe once or twice just because he wants to know what's going on in the area, but it's not something he's used to or particularly comfortable doing. It's not his element.
Are you trying to tell us it's not his favorite terrain?
Yeah, decidedly.
Yeah, it's also not part of his job description, because you do have the watchers that would be the more or less the scouts of the group of the caves. So you have the watchers watch the caves and the scouts watch above ground.
So they're not the same hierarchy?
They would probably not be under Balrog, no.
Okay. He would have some connections into the group just to keep an ear on what's going on, but then that would be about it then.
Welcome to Chanson. Okay, well, anyways, as you're walking along, we'll say this first spider that you come across is actually in one of the tunnels, and he sees the bright lights of the sunrise, and he comes towards you because, cursed light, kill the light, boo, and stuff.
How wide is the tunnel compared to the size of the spider?
The tunnel looks like it's probably maybe about 7 feet wide.
The spider is just 5 foot?
Yeah, we'll go with that, because that's the size they're in the other group.
Is the GM going to let one of the characters step around the spider to be able to flank it? I mean, can technically move through the same square, but it's a check of some sort to see if you can do it.
I would say you would probably have to wait until he was up next to you and you're already in his threatened zone to go around. Does that make sense?
Sort of. Let me pull the page up. You can continue, but I'll pull the page up and then I can better ask the question.
Okay, well, he is running straight towards your character since he's in the beginning, in the front. And he will try, and I hope he fails, but he will try to bite Glock.
Bring it.
And I seriously doubt that a 12 hits.
Nope.
And next is Belrod's turn.
So there's only a single spider up there and like four heads between him and the spider?
Yeah, that'd be pretty accurate.
He's gonna hold his fire for this round and let the ones that are closer finish it off. Doesn't want to put a bolt in the back of someone's head.
They all appreciate this. Okay, and you know, the next is Shasta's turn. And she will position herself so that she can fire between her brothers and not hit either one of them. And yeah, she does have the appropriate feats. Unfortunately, she's being a little too careful and she totally misses. But it's Glock's turn now.
Okay, by the rules, a player cannot move through a square that is occupied by an opponent. and there are a couple of different ways to do it, but none of them apply here as far as I can tell. Unless Glock has... No, Glock does not have acrobatics. So it's not trained, and he would be at like a -6 on the check. So are we considering this 2 squares wide for the purposes of trying to step around the baddie?
Yes.
Okay, so Glock will go ahead and use his move action to step onto the other side of the baddie so that Glock and Landler can set up flanking on it. And then he will take a shot against this big nasty.
I'm say that Glock and Landler were probably walking close enough together that you can go ahead and do the flanking. Do note that you are carrying a shield currently, so you cannot double hand.
Indeed. I'm trying to decide if I want to try to power attack. I do not think I will at this point. We just want to make sure we hit the thing. So I rolled a 9, and he gets a plus 11, a 20, and we're flanking. But the spider is gone, so he's not flat-footed yet.
That is correct. The spider is not flat-footed. And that does hit.
Excellent. Five points of damage.
Okie doke. And then next is Celeste's turn, and she's going to step up to her older brother and cast Resistance on him, which I believe gives him a plus 1 on any saves.
That's correct. You can make that permanent, by the way, if you have a level 10 or whatever caster.
And then it's Landler's turn, and I do have to ask, will flanking count if he is not within the 5 foot?
I'm pretty sure that's just threatened area.
I'm not certain about that.
Making a melee attack, you get a plus 2 flanking bonus if your opponent is threatened by another enemy character or creatures on its opposite border. So yes, it is whether it's threatened.
When making a melee.
Well, yes.
The whole concept of threatened is melee. Although that would mean that you can flank with one of those threaten with a ranged weapon feats.
There's two different chains for that, actually. There's one that gives you threatened and then one that allows you to do flanking. But that's for another time.
At some point, we'll have to look it up.
All right. Well, Glock is used to fighting with Landler, so he would already expect what Landler is about to do. So be glad that he got his flanking in that time. Landler's going to take his 5 foot step back before he attacks. I believe Glock is still flanking though, yes? Alright, so is it within the player character's threat range or the bad guy's threat range?
The player character. If your opponent is threatened by another enemy character on the opposite border, then you have flanking. So as long as you are within reach to be able to hit this thing, then you're flanking it. We both are.
Okay, so even with that 5 foot step back, because Landler is part of the combat patrol, he is still flanking, and he will try to hit the spider with his spear. And he awfully misses, so bad that he almost hits Glock.
Dude, watch out!
Try to hit the spider next time?
Yeah, speaking of spider, it's spider's turn. Okay, well, since Glock moved away, Landler's not the guy in front of him, so he will go after Landler. But he has to move first, right?
If he doesn't have a reach attack.
Yeah, I think I reduced the reach attack, so I guess I'm going back and forth between the size from the ones I sent last week and the original paper, which is different. So he will take his rush forward and just a 5-foot step forward, that is to say, and try to attack Landler, but he thankfully... But wrong character sheet. Yeah, he still doesn't hit. So, Belarod's turn.
So, did it take a free 5-foot step, or did it take a chargey type thing?
It took the free 5-foot step.
Oh, okay.
Hey, hang on. Oh, if it's the free 5-foot step, I don't get the attack of opportunity. That's actually what you were asking about, wasn't it, Aaron?
Yes, it was.
I'm just a step behind you on that one.
I've been doing this a couple days.
Apparently.
So people are starting to fan out a little bit, so Belrod will step a square forward and position himself where he can see between the heads and armor, and will take a couple shots at the spider. And I need to figure out what my bonuses actually are.
Don't forget, you're shooting into melee.
Into melee, he has precise shot.
Hey!
He is a spect range user, after all.
I was going to say, that's probably one of the first feats that a ranged character would take.
I don't think it actually was his first, but... Yeah. First shot is a 14?
No.
The second shot is a 13.
It is still no.
Again, try to hit the spider as he's, you know, having to dodge everybody else's attacks.
There's a little bit of a grunt, but it would be lost in the distance.
Alright, then it's Chas's turn. And if I roll badly on this die, it's going in timeout. Okay, it's going in timeout. And it's Glock's turn again.
20 and 10 points of damage.
Oh, I just realized that's a really long track I added. Oh, well. Okay. And did you take your 5-foot step to move to reach him?
Yes, of course I did.
And did you want to take your second hit on him?
I suppose I can do that, can't I? Rolled a natural 20.
Woohoo!
18 points of damage.
Okay, nope. And it's Celeste's turn again, and this time she's gonna go and touch Landler and give him also that resistance. Because it's a freebie, she can do it however much she wants.
Yay, cantrips.
And we're back to Landler. And I hope that the group is also, you know, kind of staying out of range. I guess I should have had a better map thing figured out. Anyways, because Landler has to take another 5 foot step back so that he can hit again. And this time he actually does manage to poke it in one of its eyes. And that's 5 points of damage with that poke in the eye.
He misjudged the distance and just scratched it instead of put it out altogether.
And, yep, Spider's going to probably go after Landler still. Although Glock just did a large amount of damage, right? So is it smart enough to realize that, hey, that kind of hurt back there, more than poke, poke in the front?
Sure.
Okay, then he's going after Glock instead. And he does not look like he's going to last very long.
Is he going to take his 5 foot step?
Yep. No, he doesn't have to because he's right next to Glock.
I thought he stepped forward to get to Landler.
No. Well, he did, but Landler stepped back. And then you had to step forward to get...
Okay. Right, right, right.
But the spider and these die are just not ruling well today. So, it's Bellarod's turn.
He will take a couple more shots. My dice are about to be there right next to yours. 16?
Close, but no.
And a 15, so now.
Wow.
Yeah, we're just rolling really badly so far.
I haven't broke a 10 tonight, except for the initiative roll.
Okay, well, next is Shass, and she will try again. And she rolled the exact same thing she rolled last time. So, if she doesn't actually hit anything with her arrows, is she allowed to go pick them up?
Technically, no, according to rules as written. Not unless using durable arrows.
Okay. Right, Clark's turn.
She rolled a, well, didn't roll, but a 22 to hit, and then an 8 to hit. So I'm assuming the first one hits, the second one misses.
That is correct.
Okay, and then roll to 5 plus 4, 9 additional points of damage.
He is staggering, but still up. And if somebody would just hit him and put him out of his misery, that'd be fantastic. But Celeste is not the one to do that. Actually, she is going to take a step back. How far back is Belarod?
He was 2 squares back, then he moved a square forward, so they're kind of on top of each other now.
All right, then she'll just kind of reach behind her and touch Belarod and give him a plus 1 to his saves.
Okay, he's probably used to this by now.
Well, if he's ever fought around her, he should be.
I'm sure in the years that's happened sometime out on the main battlefield.
Okay, and now we're going with another. This time I will actually remember that he's flanking. And the spider didn't move because he went and attacked Glock, so Landler doesn't have to move again. But a 14 doesn't hit. I need new die, guys. I need new die.
Yeah, let's take a file after the 20, so I...
It's the spider's turn, and he will go for clock again. Uh-oh. Twenty-three
hits.
And you have to make a fortitude save. Please pass.
Start with a d20?
Yeah, d20 plus fortitude.
Plus 1.
Yeah.
Fourteen plus 8 plus 1.
Woohoo! Oh, you pass. Yep. The spider bites into Glock's shoulder, and Glock just kind of pulls out and just kind of shakes it off before the poison can set in, because he's just that uber. Oh yeah, I still have to roll damage. Fifteen points of damage. And now it's Belarod's turn.
He only has one bolt left in the clip, so one more shot. That's a natural 3, so yeah.
Bummer.
It keeps getting worse. There isn't much worse it can get.
Find new die!
You only got 2d20.
Have you used both of them?
No, not yet.
Use the other one. Put a blessing on it first.
Yeah.
Blow softly, make it, caress it very gently.
You need a bucket of holy water around to dunk it into.
So I think you could use a free action to pop the clip loose, but it takes a full round to actually reload it, so. Next round.
Yep. Okay, if it makes it that long, otherwise you can just do it for free. We'll see. Okay, Chess will try again. Because she's not a quitter. And she rolled the same dadgum 5. Every round. Except for the first one, but we won't go there. Glock's turn!
23 and 24. And 10 points of damage on each of those.
And
so a total of 20.
The spider only had 5 left, so he crumples under your first blow. and curls up into that little lifeless ball that spiders do.
So yeah, Glock was not real happy about getting hit, getting bit, and so he actually is going to he's going to chop off the leg closest to him, which gives him an opening, and so then he's like underneath it and swords straight up through the thing's middle. Just spears it.
So, you no longer have to worry about taking an action during the initiative.
Belroy clips the empty clip to his belt and pulls out a full one and shoves it into the slot.
Repeating crossbow, I take it?
Light repeating, yes.
Cool.
The one he went and borrowed from the armory right before meeting up with the group.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I do recall him saying that. Alright, so you guys all continue on. And Glock and Lan are, you know, back at the beginning, or at the front, rather, leading the way. And Glock's got his little, I don't know how that works, but somehow Glock's carrying the sun rod as well as the sword and shield. And we'll just kind of...
The shield is clipped onto his left arm, and he's got the sun rod in his hand. And that is, by the rules, something you can do.
Oh, I've been cheated then.
I'm pretty sure that's the case.
We'll have him looking on that, because I'm not so sure about that. Anyways, y'all go in, and then you come, and you are now in a cavern. And it looks like it is maybe 35 by roughly 35, so there's a little bit of shadow for you, Belleron. Not a whole lot, but probably sufficient. And
just needs to be an area of dim light.
Yep, so just hope that the siblings don't back up too close to you. And you will say that spider number two is off to the right about 15 feet. As you walk in, you are all able to file into the room before he attacks, because I'm keeping initiative, so he's still going first. But we'll say that everybody's in, at least inside the room. Say that Glock is there, Lander's there, Celeste and Jess are behind them, and then I'm assuming Bellarod's going to slip behind the two ladies and find some shadow. Because, let's see, that'd be 10, 23.
Well,
you would very, very barely make it to the shadow. So hope Lander doesn't back up too much. I also had debated whether or not to do this, but I am going to do this at spoilers for tomorrow, but that's okay. Belleron would already know this anyways, because he's been around the siblings before and apparently has at least fought with them once or twice. And so he knows what they can do by themselves, which apparently hasn't been all that great so far, but usually the longer they're together, the better they fight. However, you're a little bit short on siblings, so you won't get the full sibling effect. But in the meantime, since you do have a couple of them there, everybody in the group will get a plus one to attack.
I will point out that with a light shield, you can carry an item in that hand, but with a heavy shield, you cannot. So technically, you can.
Oh, so maybe it's Lander that's carrying it then, because Lander does have a light shield. But
someone just tape it to the top of their shield.
I kind of feel like I should have known this before, because Bruman also has a light shield, and he's tried to carry things, and the other GMs haven't let him. So, bummer. But we're just going to just kind of, you know, do some woo-woo magic stuff and say, oh yeah, sure, they're all totally carrying, safely carrying sun rods. All of them. And then when they get to the battle, they're just dropping and pull their weapons, and it's all cool because they can do it before the spiders get there. That's just what we'll say.
Works for me.
For now. I mean, obviously it would be different tomorrow, but that's what we're doing tonight. Anywho, spiders going after Glock.
Bring it!
And it is a bad rule. So, boom, moving on to Belerad.
So, just one spider?
Yeah, we're only going to do one at a time.
Ah, come on. Just because he's, the paranoid type, he makes a perception to see if there's anything else.
Okay, go ahead.
Which isn't great. Um, 19.
You can see that there's another tunnel over by where the little spider thing was sitting. And you know there's a tunnel behind you. And you look off to your left and just outside of the light, the bright light that is. Nope, actually still within the light. You see a little area that is going upwards. And there's kind of like this little cliff thing up there. That you can kind of see another tunnel over there. But yeah, that's about it. There are webs around. Watch out for the walls.
Okay, so he'll slide into the room and duck over toward the area of dim light. Is that within a single move action?
I will say yes.
Okay, then he will activate his ability and disappear. For I hate my dice. 19 stealth.
I doubt they'll see you. It.
It. And then he'll take.
No, it definitely doesn't see you. It rolled a 1.
It is possible I can roll worse than I did. I rolled a 2, by the way.
Yeah, so, you know, bad rolls tonight. Get them all out before tomorrow.
Yeah, apparently. So, now that he is stealth, he can take a shot with, for sneak attack, if he can actually hit it. So, stealth is part of a move action, the move action, and then a standard action to take a single shot.
Go for it.
There's another natural 2. It's a 13 flat-footed, or denied dex.
13?
Yes.
No.
It has high enough natural armor. Oh, no.
It does.
Does it now immediately know where you're at since you took the shot at it?
Yes. He will have to pull the same sequence again.
Okay. Shaz's turn. Oh, also, tossing this out there, your resistance lasts for 1 minute. We'll say a minute's up.
That sounds about right.
Huh, and she actually rolled better this time. Didn't get a 5 or a 1. And it's high enough that she does actually hit this time. Woohoo! And she does 8 points of damage. And it's Glock's turn.
So the spider went after Glock, so obviously it's right in front of him. Is Landler close enough that Glock can do the same thing, move to the other side, and begin flanking?
Yes.
All right, that is what he will do, and then he will take a single shot once he gets over there. ...16 to hit.
Nope.
Okay, so he takes a swing and whiffs.
And it's Celeste's turn, and she was totally going to put resistance on Glock, but he moved. So she will put resistance on Landler instead. And now it's Landler's turn. Well, let me say that. Okay, she put the resistance on Landler, and then she herself is going to step back. 5 foot. Oh yeah, don't forget your +1 to attack.
Oh yeah, that last one was a 14, man.
Still wouldn't have made it. Okay, and still keeping Glock on the other side, Landler's going to position himself just so that he can reach with his spear and not have any problems and stuff, and he's going to try to poke it. And he's going to probably fail because that was a bad roll. Yep, he failed even with that +1, but only barely failed. Oh, wait, he gets +2 from flanking. Hold on. And he still fails, barely.
Oh, come on.
I know, right? Okay, it's Spider's turn. Yep, I'm going to say he goes after Glock again, so he'll turn his back on Landler and try for Glock. The guy without resistance. But he didn't roll a whole lot better than he rolled last time. So, moving on. Belarod, try again.
Okay. Wrench repeat. Well, 5 foot step. Hide in plain sight. For much better this time. That's a 35.
I'm not going to even bother.
And he shall take his shot. 4, 15, 16 with the +1.
And still really close, but no.
This thing must have no dex and all natural armor.
Hang on. It's flat-footed?
Oh yeah, you're going against flat-footed. So never mind, yes, you do hit. Go for
16
it.
16 does hit flat-footed, yay. Yep. Well, denied dex is technically not flat-footed for the rules.
It's still the same number.
These dice don't like me much better either. 8, 10, 12 points of damage.
Oh, okay, okay. And that's your turn?
I want to take the second shot. And he'll take the second shot, which will be against normal AC since the whole stealth thing goes away after the first shot.
Do you get sneak attack damage?
That was with sneak attack damage.
Okay.
I just said those dice didn't like me either. That was a 3, a 2, and a 2.
Work them out.
15, no.
Correct.
Well, 16, but once Dex is back in play, no.
Right. Okie dokie, on to Shaz. Yeah, so the die roll plus that one without her bonus hits. So we'll go with that. And she'll get to do her damage now. She's doing better in a cavern than she did in the caves or in the tunnels. So she's feeling a little better about herself now. Belarod should be feeling a little better about her now, too.
He still questions her judgment.
For bringing... Lillian.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then letting her be split off.
Yeah, well, there was sibling communication going on there. And she did 10 points of damage. But yes, Shaz bringing Lillian was about the only thing I could think of to get Belarod in the caves.
Yeah. You had a couple other options.
Not very good ones. At least none that I came up with, and you didn't offer any, so.
Celeste?
Celeste wouldn't have said, hey, let's bring Belarod to this thing that we usually do without Belarod.
Well, if somebody had mentioned it to her, she would be the one with the best chance of getting him to do anything.
Yeah, Glock didn't have any problem. Anywho, speaking of Glock, it's his turn.
Gonna take two shots. First one over 20. The second one is 19 to hit.
Both hit.
10 and 9, total 19.
And it does not look very happy. It looks pretty much mostly dead, but it is still standing. And it's Celeste's turn, but I'm just going to say she's just going to hold her action, because she can heal Glock later when she's not, you know, in danger. Okay, so she's just going to stay where she's at, and Leander's going to try to pokey poke. But, once again, he is just having a really bad time in these caves. Which unfortunately means that it is Spider's turn. And he's still going after Glock. But he's rolled the exact same thing as last time. So, Belarod, take him out.
Okay. We'll see. So, Dance Dance Stealth for 16 plus a bunch.
That works.
And... 12 plus 11 is going to be over 20. I presume hits?
Yeah.
Let's try the other D8 and a couple different D6s this time. No, max on the sneak attack part at least. That will be 12, 16, 21 points of damage.
You pretty much nail it to the wall behind it, because it only had 3 points left.
Ha!
Its legs twitch.
Belarod cycles out his clip.
And Celeste will go up to Glock. How much is he hurting?
15 down.
Okay, she will touch her older brother and heal her light wounds. And she takes after Katsu. She critted on that heal. And it's a cure spell, so she's extra uber on it. Woo! 18 points of damage, yo. No, not 18. 6 plus 6 plus 3. 6, 12, 15 points of damage.
That's exactly how much he was down. He is back to 100%.
And, yeah. Those are, that's one of the pairs of siblings, so. Yay! Alright, well, as he is now... Oh, there's the music! And now we know how long it takes to load an hour-long thing. But we'll have epic music for one more fight, right? And hopefully we will actually hit it this time. Okay,
that so... would be nice.
Okay, you're back... Walking back down on... Okay, Glock will make sure that you guys are all cool and ready to go.
Elrond falls back into his place.
Yes, do the others. But before you go, since Celeste knows that you're getting pretty close to that cavern, she's going to give you guys resistance. It will only last 30 seconds, so you better hope you run into spiders soon. That is to say, it will only last 30 seconds for Glock. And then it will be, 36 for the next person, and then 42, whatever. And just to make everything easy, we'll say you come across that spider pretty quickly, so you still have your resistance up.
For how many rounds?
We'll say probably just one round for Glock.
Okay, fair enough.
How many people in the group?
6.
And it lasts 5 rounds?
That's 10 rounds.
So I know it's pretty much useless, but we'll go with it for now. Okay, so we're back in the more or less 10-foot tunnels, and you come across your next spider, and he's again going to attack Glock because Glock's at the front, got the shiny light, and yeah, rinse and repeat, as you say. That's a 21.
Barely hits.
All right, roll a fort save, and you have that one last round of resistance. See, y'all.
Do I also get the extra plus one from teamwork?
That's just on attack.
19, then, if I read this correct.
For fort save?
Correct.
Thankfully, that is enough. And he did not hurt as much as the first spider did. He only does 13 points of damage. And again, Glock just shakes off the poison like it's nothing. And it's Belrod's turn.
So, back in a tunnel that's lit up like a Christmas tree?
Yep.
He will position himself where he can get a shot and... take a couple shots then. This dice is weighted to these numbers.
I feel ya. Is this regular AC?
Yes.
Does not hit.
Since it already went and isn't flat-footed.
Correct.
Don't forget about your plus one.
Woo!
Well, guess the other one. What did I say? 16?
Yeah.
So 17 then with the plus one.
Still doesn't hit, but you know.
Crit, you're going with the house rules of no confirm, yes?
Correct. Take him down, man. Take him down.
This doesn't have sneak attack on it. It's a 2, so that'll be 14 points of damage.
Okay, well, if it hadn't been 14, Shass would have given you a lick because she's done more damage than you.
That's not a true statement after he hit for 21 earlier.
Of regular damage, she has done more. She doesn't do the sneak attack thing.
He's using a D8-like crossbow.
I'm not sure the in-game player, the in-game characters would know about all these metagame things.
That's true. In which case, they're probably keeping pace. Okay. Is that all Balrog can do? Or does he have another route? No, that was the second one, that crit,
that
right?
That was two shots, yes.
Okay, well then it's Shasta's turn, and we'll hope for another not 5. Well, it's an 11, which is better than a not 5, but... but it's good enough. Woohoo! And it's only 7 points this time. But it's Glock's turn.
Glock is going to ask Celeste to renew the resistance on him, and he will hold his action until that happens.
Is that a legit thing?
You can hold a standard action.
You can just wait and not take your turn until later, right?
It's not the entire turn. It's only a standard action.
Really?
Well, it's all good. I mean, Glock's the tactic one, so he could always say, "Hey, shortstop, go around flank." And Celeste, I need this boost because Landler would have gotten an extra couple of rounds of resistance.
No! Delay. By choosing to delay, you take no action and then act normally on whatever initiative count you decide to act. Whenever you delay, you voluntarily reduce your own initiative result for the rest of the combat. I'm not readying an action. I'm delaying my point in initiative.
I think that tactic was actually house ruled out because all the GMs don't like rewriting their initiative order.
GM?
Because I tried to do that once and I got told no, don't do that.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, rewriting initiative is a pain. But since this is just getting us all used to it, I will allow this time. Because it's Celeste's turn next. And she will reach out and give him the resistance.
Alright, and then he will take his move action to go flank the spider. Roll the 5. Let me count it all up. I mean, 19 total.
Still hits.
Roll a 7 on damage, plus the 4 is 11 points of damage.
Okie doke. Alright, in his Landler's turn, he's gonna try to poke him in the eye again. Because that's his thing.
Which one? It probably has a bunch.
But whichever one his spearhead happens to find. Oh, wait. This is still round one, isn't it? Okay, so before he does that, he steps back his 45-foot step, and then he jams the spearhead into the closest eye. And he definitely hits. And he also does 10 points of damage. Take that, big ugly spider. And now it's the big ugly spider's turn. He probably shouldn't have insulted it. But it has an intelligence of 0, so it doesn't care, right?
Yeah, it's a vermin.
0? I don't think that's possible.
It has no intelligence.
It has an intelligence of dash.
That's interesting. I thought it had to have an intelligence of 1 to be alive.
Not if it's a vermin.
And regardless of who tried to attack Glock, it still missed. Because this is very bad die, and it's going to sit in the corner for the rest of the night.
The technical term is vermin are mindless.
A pretty big and nasty vermin.
True.
When your vermin can pick somebody up and carry him off, you've probably got a problem.
This is why they call the brood regularly. Otherwise, it ends up being, you know, the herds and the watchers and stuff that get carried off into who knows where, never to be seen again. Oh, Belarot, it's your turn. Take him down! All the way down! He does not look like he's feeling well.
He's not. We'll pace this just to try and save ammo. So, first shot is a 24.
That hits.
For 10 points of damage.
That is exactly what he had left. And here he goes crumpled to the ground. Kapoosh.
Thorin will pop out this clip. But we'll take the previous one, take the 2 bolts out of it, and put it in this one, leaving him with 4 in a single clip.
I will let you keep that note for tomorrow, and I will make note of how many shafts has used. Which is only 7. Sadly, not all of those were hits.
I was thinking he brought at least 5, but 10 is probably more likely. And he's gone through, let's see, there's 2 empty and 1 out of the 3rd. Clips of 5 don't last very long.
Indeed.
So is this the room where everything comes back together, or is that up the tunnel a bit?
Y'all walk through the tunnel a little bit more, and you come out to the cavern and where you're supposed to meet, and the other group's not quite there yet, but the siblings will start lighting up the area, and how much, trying to decide if Celeste would wait to see how Brood's group is doing before she heals.
I would think she would. Through this time, we're hearing gunshots.
Yeah, big explosions down the other tunnel. A random shriek as Lillian's startled by the spider behind her.
and by the weird tentacle thing.
That's true, but she didn't scream at the weird tentacle thing.
Oh, she did?
She tried to kill the weird tentacle.
Right, yes. She shot him. Well, yeah, shot at him.
And completely missed.
Yeah. But anyways, okay, that's it. That's there. You're there. We'll call it a night. Do you feel like you know your character better? Do you feel prepared for tomorrow?
I'll make it work. It's just interesting using a different weapon. Hopefully things won't be bad enough that other things will show up.
Other things? Oh,
other ambiguous things. Other things.
Right, the other things that only the GM knows about because none of the characters know. Gotcha.
Right.
Cough, cough, cough. I'll pull out my chocolate and be prepared just in case.
I think everybody in the channel right now knows what I'm talking about, but...
Oh, yes.
I asked you questions about it at one point, but if you forgot, good!
I'm gonna say, hey, if you forgot, it's okay. Don't bring it up. Shh. Oh, well, I hope that my voice lasts better next or tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I need to mark off a cure light wounds.
Take duct tape to work.
I am so proud of Celeste for healing as much as she did in that one time.
Okay, how long we got? We got an hour. Should be enough time to get several things done before CR comes on.
That's the hope, anyways. Okay, I need to put this die in timeout because it literally, except for the one time that it hit Glock, it's been rolling 1, 2, and 3.
I really need to figure out why I can't do that. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and punch out. Remember to kill the track before you do so it's not running to an empty server.
How do I do that?
Like I just did, skip.
Got it.
Yeah, right now, only the person who adds it can get rid of it. Short of me going in, you know, brutally murdering the program. In theory, the admin should be able to do anything to anybody's track, but that's not working at the moment. Anyway, see y'all tomorrow.
Night.
Have a good night.